Hi, you're listening to Willa, also known as What I'm Looking At. It's a podcast about what I'm looking at, and it's only available on Spotify. If you want to hear the original run of 179 episodes of the past, you can access those by becoming a subscriber on Spotify for $3.99 a month. That contribution really helps me do this podcast, and it helps me continue with my art and running my center, Steady Waves. If you like my podcast, please consider subscribing. I super appreciate it. This podcast is part of the independent art label, Down and Smiley. Go to downandsmiley.art for all kinds of curated art and all the ways to listen to this show. Enjoy the episode. Hello, kind listeners, and welcome back to What I'm Looking At, or Willa for short. If you're short on time and you're telling someone about the podcast, just go ahead and say Willa, and they'll be like, what? And you'll be like, it stands for What I'm Looking At. And now we've spent more time talking about what I'm looking at when you're supposed to be saving time, but for me, it's great because the more time you take to talk about what I'm looking at, the better. So here's what I instruct you to do if someone asks what podcast is your favorite one in the world. You say, listen up, I've got a podcast recommendation for you. And you'll say, my favorite podcast is Willa, and it stands for What I'm Looking At, and make the gaps between the words pretty long. Not only will that build intrigue and suspense, but it will cement the podcast name in your friend's brain and dominate their thoughts for a second or two, and that is our goal. Brain domination. Because did you know that brain domination is actually very, very relaxing? It's one of the most relaxing experiences because then your brain isn't doing all that taxing work of thinking about something. When a brain is fully dominated, it feels like peace, you know? Do you follow me? I think, you know, I love for my brain to be dominated by sensory inputs. And sometimes, you know, one sound. I used to do this thing where I laid in my bedroom and just listened to one sound happening really loud, like a loop of a sound. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast about what I'm looking at, and the goal, I've already said it, but is domination of your brain. And It sounds bad, okay? It sounds bad because we, for whatever reason, think that domination always has to be negative, but it can actually be really positive and loving and relaxing and great. So I'm here to dominate your thoughts, and that way you don't have to have them anymore. And so you can just be with my thoughts and be with what I'm saying and hear all about what something looks like and be there in there for however long. I'm at the center today. Yes, it's true. I forgot to turn the heaters on, and so it is icically freezing, but I've got a fleece on. I've got sweatpants on, and the sun is shining today, so that's giving some warmth in through the windows. So I hope you are joining this podcast and getting what you need from it, whether it be relaxation or some kind of form of meditation or to help sleep, to help you sleep, or to keep you company in any time in your life, if you're riding on an airplane or in a car or in the kitchen making cake or anything, fried rice, pasta. I hope that I can be there for you in the ways that you need me to be there for you, because that's what my job is. And speaking of, wow, this segue is great, if I must say so myself. You are there for me as well, because I'm happy to announce that I have a new subscriber on my subscription, Spotify subscription page. You can subscribe to be a subscriber of this podcast and get like 179 episodes of the past, all for $3.99 per month, and you can cancel whenever you want. But I have a new subscriber. It's a mystery subscriber. I don't know who it is, but hopefully you're listening right now, and I thank you so much. And it really, not only does it help my mental health by feeling supported by someone with physical money, but it also helps, obviously, my financial situation. So now I've got 3 subscribers. I love you all very, very much. Thank you endlessly. Thank you so much. I really value you. Thank you. And now I want to tell you about what I've been up to lately, because this is the section of the podcast in which I just don't know what I'm going to say next, and it all tumbles out in a stream of consciousness extravaganza. But I do know that I want to tell you about my past week and what I was doing. I had my birthday. It was my 34th birthday. It's kind of hard to believe that I've been here for 34 years, because life just is endlessly interesting and fascinating and exciting to me. And maybe I thought getting older I would just get more used to being in the world and more used to everything, but it seems like it's going the other way. Like, I'm like more new to the world, or new, like my eyes, I don't know, I feel so curious and excitable. Anyway, I turned 34 and I had to go to London for a work-related event the day after my birthday in the morning. And London is pretty far from where I live in England terms. In Texas terms, it's like nothing at all, but there was no parking, and so I couldn't drive there, and the train didn't leave early enough, so I had to stay the night on my birthday and then wake up and go to this event the next day. So in the morning, went to take the train and, you know, got cute little coffee from the little coffee shop, had a little relaxed walk around, and then got the train, had some snacks, and I checked in at this pod hotel. Now, If you've known me for a while, you'll know that I have stayed in a pod before, and it was a great experience. I really liked it. It was super quiet. I slept well. It had all sorts of doodads inside and like a mirror, and I don't know, it was just really, felt really nice. And so that's kind of what I was expecting this time around as well, but it was not that way. I arrived and I found out that it was pretty run down and not private. So the first pod I stayed in had a closing door, like you could actually lock the door and feel very secure inside. But this one just had a curtain, which not only was it not private, well, it was private, I was behind a curtain, but I thought that I would have some kind of locking capability, so I couldn't leave anything in the pod because I was going to go to my friend's house after, which is fine. I took all my stuff with me and went on my way. But later I found out that the drawback with the curtain as well is that it was very loud in the actual space. So people were coming in and out all night, and there was actually a bar beneath the pods, which was, had like pumping bass till 3 a.m. and yeah, it just, it was very loud. It was very kind of nerve-wracking to know anyone could just drunkenly think that it was their pod and come up and get into my pod where I was. And it just wasn't very clean, and there was, I don't know, I just didn't, it wasn't my thing. So second pod experience, not the best. I survived. I did go to my friend's house, and it was also her birthday, and that was very nice. I met some of her friends, and we even played some songs for her friends, which made me really nervous. I haven't performed in a long time, and I actually don't know that many of my songs on a regularly tuned guitar, but it's good to do things like that out of your comfort zone and when you're scared, and I did it. And then I had my work event the next day, and that was great, although I hadn't slept at all, so I don't think I was quite up to scruff, but yeah, I made it back alive, and I'm 34 now. It's a new year, it's a new me. Every moment we are our new selves, though. I like to think about that. I like to think, maybe this moment I'll be completely different me, and then the next moment I'll be back to my old me. But maybe we can never be back to our old me's. Something else to think about. Not much else to update you on. It's getting colder here. The days are getting shorter. And the sun is going down very early. Fires are being lit. November time is always one of my favorite times of the year. Not just because it's my birthday, but it's just, you know, it's cozy. The weather's changing. Darkness is coming. Winter is upon us, and I just like it. Maybe it's because I grew up in Florida, where the seasons don't really change that much. It's basically the same all year round, and so now, you know, living in a place where the seasons do change, it's very exciting, and it's just always changing. It's so nice to see everything in flux all the time. All right, if you're using this podcast to relax a lot, like ultra relaxation mode, please, now is the time when I'm gonna look at something, and maybe you should go find a very comfortable place to relax, like a chair or a sofa or the floor. Or, yeah, somewhere just very comfortable, and then we'll get started. And if you're just using it as background noise or to be entertained or for sleep, well, for sleep you should already be laying down. But for any other reason, carry on, do your thing, and I'll just be talking about what I'm looking at. Today, I thought I would look at something that is always with me and has always been with me for my whole life so far, and that is, those are my hands. Yes, that's right. And specifically, I want to talk about the ring. I'm sorry, that was a little bit misleading. It's not my hands. We're not going to be focusing on my hands. We're going to be talking about the adornments on my hands, which grace my fingers. And those are the rings on my hands, on my fingers. So I'm a person who loves rings. I've been into rings for the past couple years pretty heavily, but it's not like I go out and buy rings all the time. I just always have them on, so I don't take them off. I just have them on all the time. I even sleep with them on because they don't bother me. So we're gonna have kind of a tour of my rings on my hands, and we're gonna start with my left hand. So on my left hand, we'll start with my pinky. We have a gold ring, and it's the smallest ring I have, hence why it's on my pinky. And it's, I believe it's 9-carat gold. I can't remember what carat it is, but it is gold, and it is very roughly, generally, it's a little bow tied in a bow, not like a bow tie, but a bow, like a ribbon bow. And it's got, what do I call this? Like a segmented style around almost the whole circumference, except for the very back, which is just plain. And it's just a very simple, small, little bow ring. And I will share with you that it is made based on a ring that the person who made it had when they were very young. So it's a replica of a ring that my friend Simone had when she was young. And Simone is a brilliant jewelry maker. She has a company called Spur, and they do a lot of jewelry renovations now, which is like you send your jewelry off to them and they will remake it into a new piece for you. They do such beautiful work, and I'm very lucky to have some pieces by her. But we met a long time ago and we've been friends for a while. But that is on my pinky. The bow is probably a couple centimeters, maybe 3 centimeters long, and just maybe a centimeter high. So it's very small and dainty. And the ties, like the bits that hang down of a bow, are not very long. They're just a little, it's just a little bow, very dainty little bow. The next ring finger I'm going to tell you about has 2 rings on it. The top ring is my mother's wedding band, and my parents are divorced, so she doesn't wear it anymore, but she gave it to me the last time we visited her, and it's from the 1980s. It's very of the time. It's pretty thick. It's probably at least 24 karat gold if I were to guess. And it's got tiny diamond studs, and I'm gonna count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 diamonds in this. And it's a design that's sort of, it's very simple. And the diamonds are in a diagonal layout. So there's 4 diagonal lines going across the front of the ring, and in those lines, the diamonds are sitting. And that's really all there is to it with this ring. It's slightly tapered to being fatter, more wide in the front, and then it goes a little less wide onto the back. But again, it's a very simple ring, and it's my mother's wedding band. Below the wedding band, I've stacked this other ring that I have, which, oh, yes, I said it was my mom's band is gold. This other one that I have under my mom's wedding band is made of rose gold. It's the only ring that I have that's made of rose gold, and it's got two pink sapphires. It's also a very simple ring. The two sapphires are on either side. It's an adjustable size ring. So it's, if you imagine it being open on the front of my finger, and it's got one, the sapphires on one side, and then it goes around, and then another one on the other side. And one of the sapphires is darker pink than the other, so it's kind of a dual toned effect. And Simone also made this ring. So she made the one on my pinky and the one on my ring finger. And the second one with the sapphires is very thin. So it's just a very thin band. I think it's probably made for stacking. And just those two sapphires set in, I'm not sure what the jewelry lingo is, but it's there. It's just a simple setting. I'm not sure. It looks like there's three prongs. Maybe is that the word? Prongs holding the stones in. I love this ring. I really love this one. I can't remember when exactly I got this from Simone, but it's been a number of years now. The next finger has no ring on it. It's just got two tattoos of a butterfly and this symbol that I got after I stopped drinking in 2016. And the next finger has also two rings on it. The top ring is, in fact, from my significant other. It was a gift. Very beautiful small signet ring, and it's got an engraving of his first initial and then some kind of delicate it's not really floral, but it's just kind of a design on the other side, and it's very slightly a heart. It's not an overt heart, but if you look at it, it does have a dip in the middle, which indicates that it's heart-shaped. And it's just it's made of gold, I think probably 9-karat gold, and the face of that is about, yeah, just a couple centimeters. It's a small signet ring. Below that is a ring that I bought myself because I loved it, and it's got two stones with each four prongs holding the stones in, and they're peridot stones. If you don't know what a peridot is, it is a very light, pale green. I love the color. I really love the color. It's like kind of like lime green-ish color, and it's again in yellow gold, and the stones are right next to each other. I haven't really seen a ring like this before, and that's what attracted me to it. So the stones are about, I still can't find my ruler, you know. I wish I had it around. The stones are about probably 2 centimeters by 1.5 or 2 centimeters. So there's slightly oval shaped stones with a thin gold band going around. And that's it for my left hand. It might sound like there's a lot of rings on my hand, and that is true. I think I wear more rings than the usual person. But I just like it. I don't wear that much jewelry otherwise. I don't wear a necklace. I do wear some earrings, but rings are, I just love them. Next, I will go over to my right hand, and there's only two rings on my right hand, on my pointer finger and on my ring finger. Well, I guess, is it your ring finger if it's on the other hand? I'm not sure. On my next to last finger, the finger next to my pinky has a ring on it. And the ring on my pointer finger is what's called a gypsy ring. I got this as a gift from, again, my significant other, who does a very good job at picking rings for me, I've learned. This ring is so gorgeous. It's got three diamonds, one, they're all the same size, but one in the middle might be slightly bigger. It's hard to tell. With gypsy rings, usually there's like a diamond or stone, and then kind of this starburst engraved around the stone, and that's what's happening on this ring. Each of the diamonds, they're centered on the front face of the gold band, are set within this starburst carving, engraving. The starbursts are all the same number of rays. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rays each. And again, the middle one might be slightly bigger, but I can't really tell. And other than that, it's just a band, a gold band, and it gets, like my mom's ring, it gets slightly bigger on the front of it and behind on the back of it. It's not as big, but there you go. That's definitely one of my favorite rings. Maybe my favorite ring that I have on, if I had to rate them, which I don't. And the last ring on my fingers is my grandmother's wedding band. And this is the simplest ring of all. It is just a ring. It's just a band. And the only detail it has, if you look really close, is it's a little bit, it's got a little border. I don't know the language. Again, I don't know what it's called, but it looks like it's just got a tiny border around each side, flanking the main band, just giving it a little pizzazz and personality. And I think my mom gave me this ring a couple years ago, and I haven't taken it off since. It just fits my finger really, really well, perfectly. I'm trying to get it off right now because I was trying to look inside, because I know that there's some kind of engraving on the inside, but I actually can't get it off of my finger, so it fits very well. And I didn't know my grandmother all that well, my mom's mom. I didn't know any of my grandparents very well at all, and they've all died by now, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we would have gotten along, or if she would have liked me or approved of my life choices, or I don't know. I just like to have something from her and to feel kind of connected to her, even though I met her, but she died when I was pretty young, so, and we didn't get to properly speak in any real way. So I have this of hers. And those are all of the rings on both of my hands. And maybe one day I'll have more or less, you never know. But these are the ones I've been wearing for a pretty good chunk of time. And I love them all very much. Do you have any rings? Do you wear rings? Are you a silver person or a gold person or both, any kind of person? let me know. You can send me a DM on Instagram at crossrecord. I don't have a separate what I'm looking at Instagram account. That would just be too much for me. But you can also check out my YouTube channel. I upload some what I'm looking at episodes on there kind of slowly, but I do it. And you can leave a comment there if you've come from what I'm looking at to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is just called Steady Waves, and it's more about my death doula work, but it's also about my life, because, well, it's just my life, and I'm making videos about it, so there you go. But thank you for being here with me, listening to what I'm looking at. I hope that you are doing well and getting what you need, and I will talk to you next time.